Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are taking your phone calls, wide open phones. Anytime I say wide open phones, the callers aren't there, their phones don't work, they don't talk. When I say first-time callers or a specific group, it's perfect callers, awesome callers. And that's why I usually say first-time callers, because for whatever reason, when I don't, it's just people sitting there not saying anything. I don't know what that is. But I'm pretty much just going to say you get to call in once a year and we have first-time callers, and that's it. Because most shows sit there and beg for calls. We can get unlimited calls. Great listeners out there. You're wonderful people. And I know folks don't like to sit on hold, but we're not really making you sit on hold today. We're going right to you. So we're going to go to Michael. We're going to go to Alec. We're going to go to Marcos and Tanner and Anthony. And I'm going to give each person about a minute to make their point, and I'm going to move to the next person. We're taking 50 phone calls this hour, or CJ gets to give me a horse bite. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas, talking about land grabs. Go ahead.
What's up?
Hey, brother, go ahead.
First thing, I'll buy your lung cleanse, and it's awesome. So everyone that has bad lungs needs to buy it off InfoWars. Quit smoking, and it cleared me up. Awesome. Second thing is, I was kind of off subject listening to the radio this morning. The farmer up in Nevada, not Monday, but the guy you were talking about last week, well, he said on the air he hates farmers and ranchers. Kind of blew my mind.
Are you talking about the county commissioner that said bring body bags?
No, the guy we were talking about last week, what's his name? He said, you like the guy, but you don't believe some of his stuff. What's his name?
You're talking about Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck?
Glenn Beck. There you go. He was on an AM show. He said on air he hates farmers and ranchers.
Oh, I don't believe that. Or he was being tongue-in-cheek, brother.
It's unreal. But another thing, the Louisiana law, why it falls. Can you explain that to me, what's happening?
They're just creating NSA-style sub-databases where everything's thrown into it, and the system says that it'll pop up, and the computer will say, oh, you're a threat to the state. So it's a new form of discrimination, you know, to say that, oh, you're an enemy of the state. And I mean, just saying a threat to the state is when the congressman is on there or the state rep saying, this system will identify threats to the state, that's an authoritarian statement. It's like when the Army manual that was in 2010 that got declassified last year said, we're preparing re-education centers for political dissidents. That's a Soviet term. When you say enemy of the state or you say re-education centers, this is literally out of an authoritarian handbook. To say the homeland is like out of a dystopic science fiction movie. So this is the type of bizarre garbage that we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your call. Any other points, Michael?
I'll be in Austin, and I'm going to try to come see you, brother.
Good luck. I appreciate that, because you know what happens? If people actually find our office, they knock, and no one ever comes to the door. I have people come here from Europe. Not going to talk to them, not going to meet you. Hell will freeze over before I talk to anybody that comes to this office. And you know why? I got work to do, and if I ever shake one person's hand, they'll be 50 pilgrims out there every day that want me to hold their baby or hear about their problem. And it's not going to happen. I feel sorry for the 7 Alex Joneses that live in Austin. Because a lot of them called me begging for help. They got people climb fences, come breaking our houses, you know, harass my wife, thinking I live here, I live there. A couple of the old offices we lived in have dozens of visitors a day. And let's just put it this way. You want to waste your time? And I'm not trying to be mean. I have a mission to do here. It's like I'm flying an airplane. I can't have everybody come up from the back of the plane and sit in my lap.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth.
You've got it.
We see the earth now.
You've got it.
We see the earth.
You've got it.
We see the earth
now. Ah, man, I'm tired of all the New World Order garbage. The video is now live up at InfoWars.com. And the headline is, Cliven Bundy responds to New York Times racism report. And that's the name of the video that's also up on YouTube. That's not actually the name, but we're going to change it to that. We're going to change the name to Cliven Bundy responds to New York Times racism report. I had said as the headline, Cliven Bundy responds to New York Times racism remarks. No, it's report. So that's up on InfoWars.com if you want to hear what he had to say. The New York Times took him out of context, and he says he didn't mean it as racism to say blacks, would blacks be better off under slavery than under this new government system of dependence? And that's a classic thing said by black conservatives, white conservatives, you name it, that it's just a new form of slavery. We call it Agenda 21 slavery every day. we call the inner city slavery, plantations, reservations, whatever you want to call them. They want to now demonize a whole land rights movement, a whole states' rights movement with the whole race deal. Remember, it's the same New York Times that got caught creating fake photoshops of Russian troops. And the headline has been changed. It is up on Infowars.com. Clive and Bundy responds to New York Times racism report. And, you know, I'm realizing right now why I'm so nervous today. And it's because of the Russia situation. The Russians have said that if there's predominantly Russian ethnic areas of eastern Ukraine, that if the Ukrainian putsch military, the occupational government military, it is an overthrow government, Western backed by Soros, if they come in and start attacking Russians, that the Russian government will respond. That's now happening. And Putin came out and said he warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. So that's a big deal. Now we're going to talk to Anthony, and we're going to talk to Alec, we're going to talk to Andrew, we're going to talk to Dean, we're going to talk to Tanner, and we're going to continue with your phone calls. When you hear one person hang up, that's your chance to get on by calling 800-259-9231. And I'm going to see how many calls I can go to, interspersed with some other breaking economic news, things we're going to be covering. 800-259-9231. I've got to give Governor Rick Perry some credit. He's warning the feds to stay away. It's not a dare. It's a promise from Red River land that the feds now want to grab 90,000 acres of Texas land, including people's private property that have the deed. It's not a dare, it's a promise. Governor Rick Perry warns feds over concerns of new land grab in Texas, the Blaze reports. Perry told Fox News. At issue are thousands of acres of land on the Texas side of the Red River along the border between Texas and Oklahoma. Officials recently have raised concern that the BLM might be looking at claiming 90,000 acres of land part of the public domain. And Rick Perry says don't try it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Anthony in Florida. Thanks for calling, sir.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, I just like to talk about the Russia situation, and I believe that those who run NATO and those who are in the State Department are, a lot of them are nothing but reckless and irresponsible buffoons who could care less about, you know, what happens to anyone else. And if we get in a nuclear war with Russia, it's going to be their fault.
Do you think there's any, and I'm just thinking about what you just said, it's so profound. Do you think that there's anything to the claims that maybe there's a backroom deal at the higher levels above government between globalists, that they're going to act like it's a war, but let Russia have half Ukraine, and then the West has the other half, and then they use the crisis to demand a, quote, Marshall Plan as a new banker bailout?
Yes, I do.
Oh, all right. Good to hear from you, Anthony. Good points. Tanner in Tejas, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to report, I live in Lubbock, Texas. I want to report military helicopters, specifically Chinooks and Blackhawks, flying overhead at night. And I live in Lubbock where the old Reese Air Force Base used to be, and I can't put two and two together why they would be flying low at night. I mean, to the point where I can see the helicopter pilots.
Well, they're probably doing drills at the old base, so they have new areas to train in, which I'm all for. What I'm against is training in the middle of big cities. That's admittedly to acclimate the public for martial law. As you see all the movies and both fiction, nonfiction, we're being conditioned to accept all this. I would shoot video of it as night vision. You know, I mean, even the Illuminator on a cheap camera will pick them up if they're low flying, or ambient light will pick them up. And I would just put video of it online. If you see an urban warfare drill or whatever, go out, videotape it, and give your commentary. Or if you don't want to put it on YouTube, mail it to us or email it to us, and we will put it on the InfoWars Nightly News. Send it to showtips@InfoWars.com. So much of what you hear on this radio show every day, so much of what you see on the Nightly News every day, is coming from tips from viewers and listeners like you, Tanner. Thanks for the call. Alec in California, you're on the air.
Hi, sir. First-time caller, long-time listener. First of all, I wanted to... Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to let you know that ever since I started listening to you, I've changed my life. I mean, I was 13 when I came to this country. I was raised in the high school system thinking there is no American culture, and you turned me on to the American culture. I like to think of myself as an American because of you, sir. Secondly,
you are American.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to touch up on the Syria situation where all the Christians are being massacred and such. And it's so ironic that most of them are ethnic Armenians that fled the Armenian genocide in Turkey. Now, 99 years later, on the 99th anniversary, which is today, the April 24th, that the Ottoman Empire gave the order to go after the elite Armenians in government and public service, and they fired them on April 24th.
And well, let me bring up the Armenian genocide that our government will not condemn because they don't want to make Turkey mad. Will they kill something like almost a million people or something? It was some giant number, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
And people have to understand, then they fled to Syria. I know enough of the history to know that. And they're now being ethnically cleansed. And even the UN had to admit this year, it was just in the news a month ago, that the number one persecuted group is Christians, double any other group worldwide. I don't care if you're Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, it doesn't matter what Christian you are persecuted from India to the Middle East. Across the world has it out for Christians. And I remember getting criticized pointing this out years ago. There is a war on real Christians, not megachurch, glitterbug, government agents. Most of those big megachurches are called clergy response teams on FEMA payroll, folks, especially a lot of the big ones in Austin that I'm getting ready to expose. But the whole point is, I'm going to do undercover stuff. I'm letting people know up front. I always tell the enemy I'm coming. But the whole point is that what you're saying is so important, and the people running our government are backing Al-Qaeda on record. It was in mainstream news yesterday to murder Christians all over the Middle East and attack our own troops in Iraq. It is outrageous. But then you understand, the criminal groups above our government, they want to keep the wars going. So God bless you. Appreciate your call, Alec. It is outrageous what's going on. Outrageous. And they just lined up those Armenians and just shot them. And I'm not against Turks. You know, every time you say this genocide's wrong or that genocide's wrong, well, why are you against Turks? Or why are you against, you know, Ukrainians? Because you don't want a war in Ukraine. I'm not, folks. When the Ottoman Empire and the Turks were very vicious at that time, I don't blame the Turkish people for what happened there, but I do blame their government. So you don't have to then own that and say it's good because you're Turkish. You can say it was wrong and apologize for it, bare minimum. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Canada. Dean, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to go over the importance of words and how a lot of people are twisting words, taking one meaning and making it into a completely different meaning. The words I was going to go over is everything from, you know, a peacekeeper is somebody goes to war, you know, kind of like Orwellian doublespeak, where you have somebody that takes over a word, makes love hate, hate war, I mean, love to hate and peace to war and everything else, and just the importance of people understanding the actual meanings of the words.
People have to understand that words are being changed, words are being manipulated. And now, under political correctness, they're saying, don't say bossy. Folks go, well, that sounds ridiculous to say don't be bossy. It's meant to be over the top. They're meant to tell you, hey, don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut and only repeat what we say is kosher.
Yeah, that's correct. They'll say things like, I'm informed, which means that you're just parroting what you were told.
Or it'll mean, I don't have to listen to you, I'm informed.
Exactly.
What are some other examples semantically you've noticed?
Like the Ukrainian situation with, of course, the freedom fighters and now the militants. We have the militants in there now where we used to have the freedom fighters doing the exact same thing.
Exactly. And more. When the Western Ukrainian white supremacists are blowing up police stations, it's freedom fighting. Exactly. And then when the Russians defend themselves, it's terrorism. You're exactly right. See, That's a great caller. I hate hanging up on him, but I said 1 minute each. Great points. We should do a whole show of examples of doublespeak. We're going to come back with Andrew, Country.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, folks, we're going to go back to your calls in the next segment. We have a special guest joining us right now from the Bundy Ranch in Southern Nevada. The interview we did at the start of the broadcast an hour and a half ago with Clive and Bundy is now up on Infowars.com, the video and the audio. Headline, Clive and Bundy responds to New York Times racism report. Nevada cattle rancher Clive and Bundy responds to claims made by the New York Times that he is a racist. And, of course, anyone that doesn't like the government's racist now. And, of course, they're in there listening to hundreds of speeches he gave where he does the cliched statement I've heard from black leaders, white leaders, mainly conservatives, that one evil was traded out for another. Slavery and then another evil of segregation, but that at least had pressure on people, so it made them stronger. Now the nanny state, all the statistics show, is a new, more insidious form of slavery. And I asked Bundy if that's what he meant. He said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say everybody's got a good soul. Everybody's welcome here. I was complaining, he said, that no one who's a, quote, you know, ethnic minority, you know, hardly anybody was here. People need to get out here. But I was pointing out how governments enslave people. Now, you know, we say that every day, and they don't run with that. But he is kind of a fossil, too. Seventh generation, middle of the desert. You know, it was the Negro Leagues was the name of it back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then you were supposed to say colored, then African-American. You know, I just say black folks or white folks or just people. But this is the obsession with words, and they're using that to make a big deal out of it. But let me tell you, that's how old people talk. And I mean, really old people. My grandparents didn't talk like that, but I've known a lot of old people do. And the issue is, it has nothing to do with the land rights or the people walking towards the guns or the feds tasering people. That's the issue. But the controlled White House-run media is going completely crazy. I see Clive and Bundy saying, you know, they abort their young children. They put their young men in jail. So if he was for Planned Parenthood and the real racist Margaret Sanger, who wanted to kill all the blacks, 52% aborted, that would be good. Now, we're joined by a fellow that's on a security detail, the Bundy Ranch, Jason Bullock, who just so happens to be an American and has more melanin in his skin than I do, who's black. And I wanted to, I don't know what he's going to say. We're getting him on. What is your take on this new controversy? And where do you think this is all going? And have you caught Cliven wearing any white hood, sir?
I've never seen Mr. Bundy wear a white hood at all. I can assure you that this man is not racist. He's the nicest, most kind-hearted man that I've met. And it's an honor to be on his personal security detail. You know, he's let me meet his family. He's let me secure his family. You know, if he was racist, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have a black guy, you know, in his house, on his property, 24/7. You know, it's just the media's way of demonizing him, and they've been doing that since the beginning. What they always do.
Describe, were you there when he gave his full speech that he says they're taking out of context?
I was not there. So I can't really give any input on that, but I have heard that that was what happened. They came and got me this morning, and they were like, yeah, they're trying to make Mr. Bundy a racist, so we need you to come speak to.
Well, I mean, talk about Mr. Bundy, why you came out there, what you've seen while you've been there.
Well, I've actually been here back and forth for about 2 weeks, and I'm staying out here for the long haul this time. From what I've seen, you know, what I saw was the federal government overreaching, overstepping its bounds. They had rifles pointed at civilians. I was here during the standoff, and it was just all bad. It looked like martial law in the middle of the desert.
Well, bottom line, I hope that you know, the New York Times and everybody listens to what you have to say. But in the final equation, everyone's so sick of hearing this race stuff. Don't like turning your guns in, you're racist. Don't like Obamacare, you're racist. I mean, you watch MSNBC, it's literal race baiting broadcast. I don't think this is going to fly like they think. They want to change the subject off of the Tiananmen Square type stuff by the feds on to race and division. What's your take on that?
Divide and conquer is one of the oldest tricks in the book. You know, and it frankly, it sickens me, and that's why I'm out here. That's why I decided to come out here in the first place, because I'm sick of the powers that be stepping on the little man, black, white, yellow, green. I don't care.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And let's be honest, racism isn't as bad as it used to be, but racial fear and division is worse than it's ever been, as Clarence Thomas said about a month ago, because of the controlled press raising the issue. The way to end it is to invite everybody and anybody who loves liberty, that's what makes us brothers, into the liberty movement. I've caught so many feds online and in person spouting racial stuff at events to create division, and we can't let them do that. Liberty is a big tent. We've got to come together. I want to spend a few more minutes with you and talk about a strategy to defeat Harry Reid. Straight ahead. Stay there. Jason Bullock. We'll come right back to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
As everyone knows, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. If Republicans get back into office and then become tyrants, I will pivot over to trying to defeat the rhinos. But I am a libertarian. I am a constitutionalist. I'm pro-gun. I'm pro-life. So I've always been put in the Republican camp. And I was attacked by the left the entire time that I was criticizing the Patriot Act and George W. Bush. There isn't a war, isn't torture, isn't evil they don't like. They are the dominant party. The Republicans play the part of kind of the loyal opposition placeholder. But there's a libertarian constitutional movement to take it back. Ron Paul and myself and others started the Real Tea Party 8 years ago. Really the election before last, I guess longer. Then it got big right before Obama got elected and then after, and the media made it partisan. The Tea Party used to go out and confront Republicans and Democrats. That's what we want. That's why you have the Republican and Democratic leadership with the wagon circle, with the big Republican donors. This is no secret. It's on record. Attacking the real Tea Party right now. You've got Karl Rove's been doing it. Because that's it for their takeover if we do this. But I'll tell you, Harry Reid is the leader of the Senate. He's the third most important person in the country when it comes to government. And he's dirty. Dirty Harry. He's got a lot of dirt on him. On campaign finance and his kids getting business deals for things he votes on. And finally, it's being asked about the Chinese deal and the land grabs. That was in the news 2 years ago when it first broke. They're trying to act like none of it's even real now. Because it's not his ranch where the main stuff goes in. They want his ranch as a set-aside and say it in the documents. We're going back to our guest here and then to your calls. But now it's finally up there. Fire Harry Reid becomes rallying cry heading into 2014 elections. Exactly what I was talking about. He's the poster child, folks. Harry Reid. That's in the Washington Times. How did he become so wealthy? Real Clear Politics talks about how he had no money when he got into Congress, and now he's filthy rich. I mean, Feinstein went in with like $1 million. Some estimates are she's worth $150 million. Lower estimates, $100 million. And then she gives business deals to her husband who makes billions since she got in. Be pretty cool to have a wife that was a senator and gave you billions, huh? So how do they counter the fact that the establishment's in trouble? Well, you race bait. You don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. And then you can go around and get honest people to say, I think it's terrible. Blacks are in a new form of slavery. Well, they'd be better off being back, you know, picking cotton. That sounds like something every old hillbilly I've known would say, talking bad about how the black community's been wrecked by the new form of slavery, not endorsing it. I mean, how many black leaders do I have on that are libertarians or Christians or conservatives who say pretty much what Bundy said? I bet if we get, who's the reverend on from New York? It'll pop in my head the minute we have one all the time. I had one of those moments. No, not Childress. He's in Atlanta. And then I had the NAACP former leader from up in Dallas on. He said this basically it's very similar things, but it was said it's smarter, a lot smarter. Like they replace one evil with a new evil. The guy that calls Obama a long-legged Mac Daddy. He's in Harlem. We'll move on. Otla, that's what God says. And then now I'm having one of those moments. If you just go to Otla, he's right there. Otla Worldwide. The point is, he would say all these same things. But I love how Childress, you know, and others expose abortion, but then they don't get called racist for not wanting to abort black people. But then Pastor David Manning, yes, that's the name. But then Bundy saying they're aborting all their kids, this is terrible. Isn't slavery better than killing your kids? And they turn that into racism. So going to a black member of the militia, an American, who has the same mind as I do, the same love of liberty. So I don't look at what color he is. Jason Bullock, we got some photos of him out there with the security detail we'll put up on screen. Closing comments on what I just said. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What do you have to say on that front, sir?
First, I have to say that I'm not associated with the militia. I'm an individual patriot.
Okay, well, I want to same thing. I mean, every man until you're like 48 is in the militia. So I'm in the militia. Second Amendment's the militia. So you're an individual patriot. How else would you describe yourself?
I'm an American. I was born here. I was raised here. I don't call myself African American because I've never been to Africa. So
what do you think of the statements I just made in relation? I mean, do you agree with them? Disagree? You want to augment them? Want to subtract from them?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and that people have just become so used to taking things out of context and all for the sake of political correctness, and it's really that's one of the ways they're destroying this nation, and it needs to stop. Well, that's why we're all here.
Well, they're scared of 1,000 people marching up against feds with the guns aimed at them, the feds saying we're going to shoot you, and the feds having to back down. So what do you expect? Of course it was going to be racism. And Bundy got asked questions about why aren't there any minorities here. And he said, I've invited them. I wish they were here. And then he went into a whole spiel about the new slavery. Do you want to apologize for being racist against black people because you don't want to abort them all? Or do you support the liberals who aren't racist who want to kill basically all black people?
I really can't say what side I'm on, and actually I have to go right now. I have something to do for this detail, but
Right.
Okay, good. Well, I was being sarcastic, so you know. I'm saying Margaret Sanger and those folks are the real racists. How long are you going to be out there again? Another 2 weeks?
I'll be out here for at least 2 weeks.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you talking to us. Give us the name of your Instagram so folks can check it out.
My Instagram is Grizzle the Beast, all one word.
All right. Well, were you there during the big famous event that happened when everybody walked across the line?
Yes, I was there.
In 30 seconds, what was your take on that epic moment?
I almost shed a tear of joy.
All right. Well, listen, Mr. Bullock, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. There he goes, folks. I guess some people are arriving. They got to go check out what's going on. Let's go back to your phone calls. Look, they're going to have a heyday with this, but this race thing is running out of gas. And remember, they had Tea Party events last year in Houston 3 times where they caught Democratic operatives from Austin dressed up as hayseeds saying racist things to make the Tea Party look bad. It was put on the news. And then they did the same thing as Senator Paul when he was had won the nomination as a Republican candidate. The Democrats dressed up and did it. Just remember, the New York Times created fake photos. In this, they're not doing that. They're taking what an old rancher. Bundy's not a fossil because he lives in the middle of nowhere and is an older man. He's a fossil because his ideas are so old-fashioned that he'll just tell you what he's really thinking. And then he'll tell you, you know, what he stands for. But they're just, it's going to be an info war. Race and religious division is what they're going to use, and they're never going to stop. And usually there's not even a grain of complaint there. It's whole cloth made up. Usually it is completely made up. With this, they've got a grain because to the condition politically correct, you know, this sounds terrible because they don't understand the position he's coming from. I've heard things like this so many times in my life. I know exactly where it's coming from. I can tell you that the vast majority of old white people, A, are guilty about things that have gone on in this country, but B, hate to see the degeneration of all the culture, the young people across the board, and bemoan what's happened to the black community in this country, who no one can deny is in a disaster zone. I mean, it's being destroyed in front of our very eyes. And so that's my final comment on that. But enough about that. I just wanted to get that fellow on. Harry Reid's long, steady massing of power and wealth. That's the big question we should be focusing on. But it's like when Clinton was giving missile secrets to China. They would say on CNN, is it racist that there's investigations of missile secrets to China? I don't know. If I tried to give missile secrets to somebody, I'd be arrested. I mean, I don't. If I gave missile secrets to Germany, would it be okay? No, it wouldn't be. I mean, it's just that's all they've got is tribal identification, and it's how they have been able to divide this country, and I'm sick of it. All right, let's go to Andrew in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Andrew.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Good, brother. Yes, I can.
Excellent. So I wanted to say that my dad, who's in the military, high up in the Army, confirmed all the FEMA camps throughout the United States and the fact that when there is a national emergency, FEMA takes over, not even the executive branch, he was saying.
That's in all the executive orders that are public. It's in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Rex 84, Garden Plot, Cable Slicer, all declassified, civilian inmate labor camp program.
Yeah, he's even saying that's completely just unconstitutional.
So your dad's currently in the Army or just out of it? Tell us what he says.
No, he's currently in the Army. He's about to retire this year. They're forcing him to retire.
Tell us what his rank is and specifics of what he said to you. Describe him coming in and saying, son, the FEMA camps are real, word for word.
Okay. He is a major in the U.S. Army. He was deployed in Bosnia and then Iraq twice. And I asked him about, FEMA camps, and he confirmed, yes, they have them all over the United States. But he still kind of thinks they're using them more for emergency. I don't know if he's on bar as much as, we would be. But he confirmed everything and said they will take over. He said they will take over, period. The governor can't do anything about it. They take over. That's it.
Yeah, that's the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says that for insurrection by the states or governors or legislatures, how they're going to federalize the National Guard, seize all infrastructure and communications of anybody that doesn't play ball. and then it expanded on with Obama, and it's total high treason. But to have that takeover, they've got to collapse things and blame it on something else. So you've got to get that intel to your dad so he understands. How do you take America down from within? How do you do that? You create a chain of crises.
And that's, and the Fed chairman says, if I can make one more comment real quick, she came out and said that the United States will be out of this recession by 2016. We'll be doing well. We both know that's a lie. So they are preparing for the collapse and trying to blame it on either the Civil War, Russia, Syria, or China.
Does your dad understand that?
Maybe. He saw some pretty intense stuff in Iraq. He's kind of like, he's got PTSD.
If he has that, I wouldn't let it. Military needs to stop accepting that just so you get more benefits, because they're going to take all your rights away with that. I've got a lot of family that are multiple combat terrorists. I mean, one of them, like, no exaggeration, 30 years in the Army as a non-commissioned officer, basically as high as you can get. And I asked him, I said, how many of those were combat terrorists? And he said about 20 of them. 20, Africa, Mexico, Middle East, Asia, anti-terror stuff nobody's ever heard about, in Dominican Republic. I mean, the stuff he told me is just incredible. And he's if you can call him at 2 a.m. to come change your tire, and when he's in Austin, he'll come do it. Because now he's in operations into Mexico. I shouldn't even get into it. The point is that they don't deserve to be labeled and demonized just because they've been through a lot. In fact, I've got an article on the vets here, and I'm going to have Sergeant Biggs on the nightly news tonight talking about it. Have you heard about the death panels for the military? Even CNN now admits it. You haven't heard about that?
Look at, they're demonizing the vets. They're making you guys look crazy, saying, oh, you guys just want guns and want to start riots. You know, I'm trying to wake him up as quickly as possible. He kind of knows all the unconstitutional things they're doing. So he's pretty aware. I just don't know if he knows that they're targeting him and his people specifically, you know?
Oh, and they know who's a good man and who's a bad man, or who's a good woman and who's a bad woman. And that's the thing. The globalists are not going to leave you alone, folks. We either defeat them politically or it goes to a hard war. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in. You ought to get your dad like in a dark room so you can't see his face, or I'll just go public when he gets out and talk about the FEMA camps. Now let's get into the CNN article. A fatal wait. Veterans languish and die. Welcome to British care, UK care. The same system we now have. A fatal wait. I told you, Obamacare will be VA care for all Americans, basically. Veterans languish and die on VA hospital secret list. At least 40, probably 100,000, as they always use a low number, veterans die waiting for appointments at the Phoenix Veterans Affairs healthcare system, many of whom were placed on a secret waiting list. And they just decide if you're old or they don't think you're worth it or whatever to put you on the bioethics eugenics death panel. The secret list was part of an elaborate scheme designed by Veterans Affairs managers in Phoenix who were trying to hide a 1,600 sick veterans were forced to wait for months to see a doctor, according to a recently retired VA doctor and several high-level sources. Only reason we know is because they blew the whistle, folks. They'll be called terrorists, don't worry. For 6 months, CNN has reported on the extended delays. Folks, it's worse than that, than delays. It's that they choose who to put on these lists. And it's a death panel. But they denied, but they now admit exists for you and your family. Kevin in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was just kind of wondering how we were going to convince people of all the really in-depth and deep topics you're talking about when all you have to do is look into the sky and see the persistent contrails every day, damn near it, and you can't get people to understand that that's being done on purpose.
Well, that's because they've been incrementally, and then they even admit they're geoengineering with the stuff added to jet fuel at the manufacturing point under the patents and executive orders and energy directives. And then they admit they're using lasers to manipulate the weather. And they're using radio waves, and it's in mainstream news, but the public doesn't believe it.
Exactly. And you can see them just ramping it up, just like, David Keith admits that they will just gradually ramp it up, his words. And then there are a few different debates out on the internet where the crowd goes irate at the end of the debates and basically just shut him down and his controlled debates. Anyway, that was just really the main target. Kind of makes me mad to go outside and see this happening on a really pretty day, and then they just bombard you with it. It's like something out of Star Wars.
No, we're living in a science fiction movie. And then the GMO is getting into the gene pool. That's a new scientist at Harvard. And within three generations, 99% of the rats die and guinea pigs die. We're going into the second generation right now. I mean, they are murdering us right now. And that's why they think it's so funny. But they're liberal, and they're going to stop the racist Clive and Bundy who doesn't want to abort the black people. So don't worry about that. We're going to go to Michelle, and we're going to go to Brian and Zippy and John and others on the other side of this quick break. And we have the video and the breaking article. Clive and Bundy responds to New York Times racism report claiming he's racist, 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 racist. My dog looks like he has a Hitler mustache.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You got a business. You didn't build that. Somebody else did that. And if you disagree, you're racist. Here are two articles up on Infowars.com. Decades after Clinton's failure to control media, politicians now simply attack free speech by Kit Daniels last week. Here's the new article today. Hate Crime Reporting Act, a dangerous threat to free speech. And they also call it chilling in the Boston Herald. It is. It's a secret police unit through the federal government restricting free speech if they claim it might incite somebody to do something wrong. This is the Soviet Union writ large. And I just want folks to remember that and understand that, that this is what we're dealing with as a society now, and that people shouldn't take free speech for granted. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or that we're on YouTube or we're on Twitter or we're on Facebook. More and more censorship is happening because the globalists are going to end up going to jail if they don't shut us down. But the difference is we're just going to force their hand. We're not compromising. We're not backing off. We're going to see who wins. We're not buffaloed. We're not bluffed by you anymore. And that's why it's important to support InfoWars as the tip of the spear and to spread the word about the broadcast. We appreciate all of you. I don't want to do this in half measures and get put in prison or killed for no reason. I know we can beat them. And I don't mind getting killed or getting put in prison or set up if we end up beating them. I'm in it to win it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm after. Because these people are so bad, so manipulative, so evil, so predatory. I went and saw the movie last night that was an incredibly good sci-fi horror, but I don't want to see it again. It was that distressing and that well done, shot in Scotland with hidden cameras with real people. I knew there was something about Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson that really freaked me out. A bunch of the movie, it turns out, was shot with high-def hidden cameras. I remember thinking something that looked like HD, but really weird. It looked like Kubrick shot it or something. This movie really freaked me out. When the aliens, I'll just go ahead and give it away, so spoiler alert, are literally exsanguinating from a dimensional gate. Most people who watch the movie won't even get it. I could tell it was a jump gate dimension at the start of the movie, and also her putting her suit on. It's both. And I was thinking about the New World Order and hating them the whole time, about how they lure good people and use good people and suck them dry. And I literally was so upset because I realized the globalists, with their technology and their singularity, are an alien breakaway species of Homo sapiens sapien. And that's Ray Kurzweil's own words. Even if they weren't physically a different species, they believe they are and are building a system as if they're a new species. And many psychiatrists believe that psychopaths are actually a different species of human. And I don't like these people. I smash spiders. I don't like spiders. Just the way they grab bugs and spin them up and then bite them and dissolve their juices and then suck them dry. Basically, the movie is biological androids collecting humans to feed to a spider. And again, if you see the movie, you won't get that. I know what I'm talking about movies. Like, I had the guy that did Drive On in the latest movie, and he said nobody got his movie, and I'm not bragging, but he said, no, you actually got the movie. Nicholas Refn, he goes, you're the first guy to get in the movie. He was like laughing. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I really get movies and archetypes and, you know, Joseph Campbell type stuff. But, David Icke talks about it's a spider. It's a spider at the center of the web, and it's totally cold. It's totally evil, and it likes to hurt kids. In fact, if this movie was grabbing little kids, it would be about there. I'm telling you, it's really freaked me out, and I'm just telling you right now, it's evil. Whoever wrote this, I haven't even read yet who wrote it. Who wrote it? Screenplay based on Walter Campbell and Jonathan Glazer. Based on Under the Skin by Michael Faber. I want Faber on. I want him on. I bet he's a European.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking the hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad
Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Waging.